Why don't we do what we know is good for us? It seems so practical, doesn't it? That if I eat better, or if I take care of myself, or if I meditate more, if I speak up for myself, if I'm more patient, all those aspects that I know fill me up, why don't I do it when I know it's good for me? I mean, this is really present for me right now because I've been watching my cholesterol per doctor's request. And as I track, I'm tracking what I eat as a way to help me get more aware. I'm thinking, you know, even with tracking, you think I wouldn't eat that baked good, but I am. What is this about? Why don't we do what we know is good for us? So I've been thinking about that question and the larger quest for growth, not perfection. Heaven forbid. We're not going for perfection here. What we're going for is, how do I get a bit more aware and a bit more caring in my self-care as days go on? So I typed into Google and found an article by the very same name, Why Don't We Do What We Know Is Good For Us? It was written by BJ Gallagher, a psychologist. And she started out her article with this quote by Mark Twain, who's a very good observer of human nature. To promise not to do a thing is the surest way in the world to make a body want to go and do that very thing. So one of the reasons we don't do what we know is good for us is we focus on what we don't want, which is every psychological thing I've ever read said focusing on what you don't want keeps what you don't want in mind. So for me, I keep thinking, oh, don't eat the baked good. Baked good, baked good, baked good is what's going on in my brain. So a couple things that make a difference and a couple things that don't make a difference. Information is terrific. We have a ton of books out there about self-help and meditation and anger management and eating well and exercising. Articles in virtually every magazine I pick up about how to be better in my life. And yet, I don't do it as much as I know. I don't live what I know. So what is that about? And it isn't necessarily about motivation. I can have terrific motivation, like my cholesterol, which can be life-threatening, being both my parents have dealt with heart disease. So, and I was reading that only 20% of people who have chronic heart issues, only 20% of people who know they have to change their what they eat and how they live to have a quality of life actually change. So it's not just about having a goal. It's not just about having good motivation. It really is about understanding why what we do in the first place. Yeah, having a goal, getting support, all that tangible behavioral stuff is terrific. But underneath that is the way we think. And the way we think, often unconscious, drives our choices. So the first thing to be aware of is, do I think I am worthy of the self-care nourishment that I'm striving to add into my day? Sometimes I think of it selfish. Well, it's selfish. I mean, I need to do this for other people. Or it's self-indulgent. This is just new age stuff to take care of ourselves. And it's not the way it used to be or not really important. However, what we know, and there's a lot of research about successful people, they do a terrific job of self-care, successful in the wide range of success in sports and business and life. They do a terrific job of taking care of themselves because there's a correlation. If I do well taking care of myself, I can show up better and be more loving. Loving starts at home in my own self, in my own family or system that I live in, and then certainly in my community. And it radiates from there. But if I am depleted, or if I am unconsciously not taking care of myself, I can't show up in a way that helps others as well. So believing I'm worth the self-care. I did this exercise with a number of women last year where I had them look at a scenario and say, was that selfish or was that self-care? And the women would say, for example, a scenario was self-care. By and large, they all agreed it was self-care. So then I would say, okay, so then how many would have actually done the self-care? Very few. We have to become more aware of how we think about, am I worth it? And then we have to believe it's possible. I often catch myself thinking, well, this piece of cake won't make a difference, or if I don't work out today, it won't really matter, or yeah, meditation really does help me show up and be more present, but I've got this work to do. Or I might have an underlying belief that I need to do what others expect of me, or I need to do what my mother modeled for me, which was task over self-care every day, all day. So what we believe has a huge difference. And what we focus on, remember that baked goods story, I need to think about what I'm trying to create, get that positive image of what is possible here, and focus on that, visualize myself in that. It's a huge power in how we think about things. It's not just the tangible to-do goal setting. We've got to also work on our mindset. I'm worth it, and it's possible. And here's what's looked like, and here I can imagine myself living it. And then the last element is very gently, gently coax myself into awareness and conscious choice. Not beat myself up, not should. It's about continual awareness and hitting the reset button. When I slip, wonder what that was about. Well, okay, I'm going to learn from that and move on. It doesn't mean I can't do it, and it doesn't mean I need to beat myself up about it. So much of our day is unconscious habit. It helps us cope. It's the way our brains are. Willpower is limited. So gently becoming more aware and living into what I can imagine is possible and what I know is will help me show up as my best self is what I'm striving for. Positive imagery of what's possible and knowing I'm worth it.